I am sitting here with Bob Hancock, who is one of the candidates for Johnson County Commissioner. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well. What an opportunity. I'm excited about this.
Very good.
So it's been a moment since I've sat down and said, wow, I think I'm waking up happy in the morning. So
we've got just a few questions. We've asked these same questions of all the candidates, so it's as fair as we can make it.
Sure.
And it's just going to be you're answering these questions however you see fit.
So okay, perfect.
Let's go ahead and get started. First of all, tell us a little bit about Bob Hancock.
Sure.
Who is Bob Hancock?
Yeah, I think you'll see on the ballots that I come in as Robert Hancock, but that's the legal name that they wanted me to use. I'm known in this community as Bobby, for those that grew up around me, and then, of course, in my professional career, I've gone by Bob. I'm somebody that grew up in this community. My family moved here in the third grade. I was actually born in Powell, Wyoming. And so Dad, who is Skip Hancock, and my mom, Ginny, Dad had an opportunity to buy into the Central Garage. So we moved back to Buffalo, and this is where I lived until I graduated in 1982. So I'm a little bit of an innovator from the standpoint that I used to have to go to Sheridan to swim with the Sheridan swim team. It was my brother, Mike, and also Julie Bauman. We were the three people out of Buffalo that went and competed in Sheridan. Shortly after that, Buffalo was finally able to get a high school swim team. So that's a good thing. Okay. So from there, I went to school down in Arizona and went to DeVry Institute of Technology and got my degree in electrical engineering. And then from there, I had an almost 30-year career with GE in their healthcare division, holding multiple different positions within that career. So some of those, one of them being a field service engineer, service manager. At one point, I had global technical operations for the surgical C-arm modality, and then finished off as a project manager. So a lot of dynamics that I can bring to the table.
Okay, very good. What prompted you to run for county commissioner?
Yeah, there were some individuals in the community that approached me and asked if I'd be willing to run, that we knew one of the seats was going to become vacant with Linda Greeno not re-upping. And so they just said, you know, you have some skill sets that this community needs. So I thought about it and said, you know what, it's time for me to roll up my sleeves and help the community. I understand the culture that we grew up with, and it's this culture that I feel very confident allowed me to navigate corporate America very successfully. I was able to break down what I call silos of protection, because everybody that has a major area wants to protect their work area or their responsibilities. So I figured out how to navigate that, to be able to get answers and be able to understand what's going on with problems. I've been in the problem-solving industry my entire professional career, and I feel that when we take a look at the different municipalities that are going on, there's a lot of parallels to the skill sets that I have to what this community needs.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that the community realizes that I'm here to help and that I don't have any special agendas.
Okay, so. Very good. You kind of touched on this with your skills and whatnot, but how do you feel prepared and qualified for office already? And what do you see, if any, other skills that you feel that you might need moving forward?
You know, I've never had a responsibility that I didn't have to develop new skills, and I'm always willing to do that. I am not an individual that's going to stop learning. There is always an easier way to do things, and I'm always looking for that. Some things that have allowed me to be able to, what I feel are the skill sets, is number one, GE in their healthcare division broke away and created a group or a division per se that started working on everybody else's imaging equipment other than just GE's. I was part of that team. So I know what it takes, the details required to make change, number one. I understand why now we have procedures and processes and policies, because it helps make things fair and equitable. What people look at is bureaucracy. I look at, well, this is why we have to do it this way. You'll always find that I approach problems from different scenarios. There is never one single solution. It's usually multiple solutions. because I've been involved with ISO 9000 standards, which is basically a requirement that you need to do business over in Europe, and it's a quality statement that you're saying this is these procedures and processes will follow in order to produce a good product. We, GE, went and adapted that to where we now implement that into the service side. So I understand the importance of what it takes to get projects done, all the details that are associated with the complexity of running a municipality and a community.
Okay. Kind of tagging on to that, what do you think are the most important qualities and skills needed to be a county commissioner?
You know, I think number one, you need to be approachable at all levels. You have to understand who you're working for. And I look at that position as being we work for the community. Fiscal responsibility is important. We need to understand how dollars are spent in this community. Are they being spent correctly? Are they being spent the way that they're designed? Budgeting is very important, and it's a long process, and you have to dig into a lot of details in order to understand what's going on and where those dollars go. I have been involved in those in a lot of different levels when I was working with GE, not only my own for my team's budgeting, but also at higher levels. So I do feel that I can come in and navigate that part of the responsibility. You'll also see that I'm always going to be looking at how can we put efficiencies into this community? How do we do more with less? I don't have specific details at this point because I haven't worked the problems yet. But I do feel confident that when I do look at problems, I'll better understand how maybe we can become more efficient. A lot of the things that you'll see me take a look at first, if I'm allowed to do this, is administratively. How can we streamline? Can we start taking advantage of technology? How do we put transparency into everything that's going on? And I do feel that web-based type of tools is going to be the solution. I just don't know how yet. The other thing we need to take a look at is we know everything is going digital. We're doing things electronically now more than we ever have. Does it make sense for us to look at some consolidation from that standpoint? At a minimum, I would think we ought to be able to figure something out for data storage, because every single municipality is going to need that. So with volume, you get better discounting, you get better pricing. And we all know that that is something that this community is going to have to start going towards and moving towards.
All right. Envision a typical day for a county commissioner and explain it. What do you see as a typical day for you if you are elected?
You know, I'm a curious individual. So you will probably, a lot of people will probably see my car driving around in the county, because I'm going to want to know what's going on with projects. How do we put efficiencies in there? When we run into the problems, how do I communicate to the community this is what's going on and what are the challenges? So I see myself digging into the details, but not micromanaging. I will always take the approach of how do we put the proper tools into the leadership's hands, whether it's soft skills training, whether it's a way to do things differently administratively, whether we need to get them better tools for what they do, or whether it's a headcount issue. Any or even something else can be any one of those variables, or all of them can be variables. So I don't feel I won't be efficient unless I'm out there seeing what the details look like and understanding if these are the correct things we're doing for the community.
Okay. You mentioned that you had people that approached you to run for county commission. What was it about the office that appealed to you that you went, sure, I want to run?
You know, because I guess I'm a little bit lazy, but I went in and I took a look at the skill sets and I said, you know, there's a lot of similarities. I've been involved in service delivery, like I said, in my entire working career. And as I take a look at that, I went, wow, there's a lot of parallels that are going on here. Now, granted, managing imaging equipment is not the same as managing road repairs or building maintenance, but there's a lot of parallels on how you approach those problems. You still need somebody to go out there and resolve the issue. You still need to make sure you have the right tools. And I do feel from being in management that I understand those dynamics. and have a good grasp on how we go about implementing them.
Okay. What do you specifically want to accomplish? If you were elected and 3, 4, 5 years down the road, people look back at Mr. Hancock and say, what do you want them to think or to associate with your time as a county commissioner?
I'm hoping the efficiencies is going to come through. I'm hoping that we can get more to what I call e-tools, not only for the people that are doing the administrative within Johnson County, but how we start putting data into computers. One of the things that you want to do from efficiencies is hopefully you only have to enter the data into the system once. And then from that point moving forward, it's just a matter of pulling that information out to the appropriate people that need it, whether it's the people in this community or whether it's individuals that are going to help the people in the community. Now, with that said, it's a long, complex process. There's some key things that we need to understand as a community, and that's going to be who owns the data. You don't want an environment that if we do have data being stored, that anybody can access it. We always want to make sure that data is controlled by the community and each individual. So I can see that there's a lot of details that I will need to dig into to better understand, okay, how can we get to this level? But I do feel that there's a lot of bones that can be put in place also, and that just takes time. I hope people realize that I'm here to help the community and that they'll go, you know what? Bob said he was going to do this as far as helping the community, and he has. You know, I sit here and I think about I really don't have any special agendas. I guess maybe I did a little bit of a white lie there. I will always have concerns around mental health. We as the state of Wyoming are number one in suicides, and that is not a place that we want to be. But with that said, I do feel mental health can be done organically. We don't need new programs. We just need to start being aware. How do we leverage the existing programs that are in place? And the best way that I can see that is working with the people that are in doing the work environment, letting them know that, okay, mental health issues are okay, that you need to reach out for help. You know, if you are going through difficult times, well, who says you have the right tools to be able to do that? Reach out to the community. Mental health is actually a self-diagnosed disease. It isn't something that just is readily available. Other people might help it, other people might see it, but it doesn't mean the individual is going to recognize that they have problems. So how do you overcome that? The only way that I know how to do that is through discussions, through letting people know that it is important that you are mentally sound, that you are feeling good, and that you don't have these major depressions and anxiety that can come with it.
Okay. You touched on this, so I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Sheridan Memorial Hospital is currently, how do I want to put this? Leveraging the state, I guess, or to get a mental health facility up there. Do you support that?
Oh, without a doubt. You bet I do. Okay. And I think Johnson County, I want to say the hospital board also supported it. I saw some stuff in the paper that said, and I went, yes, this is the right step that we need to be doing as a community, not just in Johnson County, but statewide. And any additional collaboration that we can get, we just become that much more efficient and better.
Okay, very good. What do you see in the next, say, 5 years as significant challenges for the county commission?
Yeah, you know what? I think we're going to start seeing some growth at a level that we need to better understand. I'm not opposed to growth. What I am opposed to is having growth without infrastructure to support it. As we brought up, everybody is concerned about water. I see that being a problem. Even though we're out in the county and not all county water is going to come from Clear Creek, it's still a concern because I think I'm seeing less water than I ever have as a kid when I lived here and even when I have come back and visited. So we always want to make sure that we can protect what we currently have in place, create an environment where we do want growth, but not explosive growth, and always make sure that we have the infrastructure in place to be able to help manage that. And there's a lot of complexity that comes with that type of an environment.
Okay. Looking at the county commission now, and how things have been done, let's just say the last few years.
Okay.
We don't have to go back 20 years.
Sure, ago,
but,
sure.
You know, last few years. Looking at it now, what would you do different if elected than what's going on now?
Yeah. So when I went to the webpage for the Johnson County website, it isn't very robust. There is no information in there. When I take a look and all you see is the bio for county commissioners, I'm going, there's no substance there. What we need to do is create a transparency to where we get that information out onto the web. That when we have budget information, you can read it. You don't have to go down and enter all that into your own spreadsheet. We need to understand what's going on with each project and try to get as live updates to each project as we can. But the key to being able to make that effective is it does have to be web-based. We do have to make that website significantly more robust. I don't know all the details or what it's going to take to do that because I don't know what the existing infrastructure is, but that'll be one thing that I will drive very hard and say we do need to make this happen. And it has to be with each municipality. So as we put these in place, this is where you want to reach out to e-tools and put the efficiencies in place to be able to make that more effective for the community.
Okay.
As far as what the commissioners have done, I think they've all just, I don't see any decisions that were made as I've gone through and take and read all the meeting minutes that I probably wouldn't have done any differently. I think what we currently have in place is they're overall doing well and that they're demonstrating that they do have concerns about the community. And to me, that's important.
Gotcha. All right. Fair enough. Follow up to this, because you did mention that the website was going to have to get better.
Right.
So right now, the county commission administrator, I guess, for lack of a better term,
sure,
is a part-time position. And is that person going to be responsible for the website, or do we have to hire somebody else, or how are we going to do this? And can she do that as a part-time employee?
Yeah. Again, I don't know, right? Okay. It's one of those that I don't know the details, but with that said, a lot of the times if you're going to put focus on something, maybe it makes sense that we look at creating additional positions, get some training. I don't know all of those details.
Okay.
But we have to be able to put focus. Does that mean we may need somebody dedicated? Possibly. But if you're taking a look at all the different municipalities and if what we're trying to do is make it robust with all of them, then maybe it is something that you put a full-time person in there. Now, with that said, I don't want to be in a scenario where we have to pay additional dollars just to put something on the web. We have to see how the internal processes happen, because ideally you would want project managers to be putting updates onto the web. You would want the people that are doing the financial to be able to put that information up on the web. So my approach is always going to be whoever has that initial responsibility probably should be the one that gets that information there.
So relying more on, say, department head type things.
Sure.
I gotcha.
Sure.
And then they have them figured out.
Right.
Gotcha.
But see, I don't know what obstacles they're facing.
Right.
And until you can see those obstacles, it's hard to make decisions.
Understandable. Okay. Obviously, you have no experience as a county commissioner yet, but what do you think will be the biggest challenges for you if elected, and are you ready to meet them?
You know, the biggest challenges I see is just managing the frustration of the community. I think in politics, since I've never been there, if you can get half or 50% of the community happy with you, then you've probably got a successful organization. Probably my own frustrations. I can be one of those individuals that carries my emotions on my sleeve. Unfortunately, I've demonstrated that a couple of times at the hospital because that's where I expect efficiencies and that's the environment that I come from. So with that said, though, that doesn't mean I think the hospital's doing a poor job. I have higher standards for them just because I know the environment that I'm coming from. I feel our hospital has a very good operation, that they are definitely community focused and they make very good decisions on what's helpful for the people. You know, I want to be successful in what I'm doing. I think that's part of the narcissism that comes when you take a leadership role. So minimizing my own frustrations, I can see a challenge. being able to better explain to the community. Because as a in a leadership role, one of the things I've learned is you need to be approachable at all levels, but you also have to be a good teacher. You have to learn how to be a broken record saying the same thing again and again. My approach isn't one of pointing the finger. My approach is always pulling the thumb and saying, how do I need to do this differently? Am I being a good teacher? Did I not say the right things that make sense? So a lot of what I see is challenges that are going to come to me to be able to make sure that I'm more effective in helping the community.
Perfect. Okay. Those are my questions, but I have one final thing for you.
Okay. Cool.
This is your opportunity. These are the voters, and explain to them why they should vote for Mr. Hancock.
Yeah, good question. I think you're going to find that I'm somebody that understands the community, and because I grew up here. But we also live in dynamic times. We're seeing more people from out of state that are coming here. And it's interesting, as you sit here and listen to those individuals, they think they have the same thinking that we do. And we're not all conservative. We're not all, you know, we need a conservative approach. This community is common sense. We like to take the approach, we'll take you as you are. You know, we don't need laws to tell us to think differently, because we accept people for who they are and what they've done. And this, I feel very confident that that continues to happen, because I've had a lot of people that have come through. You know, it's going to be new horizons for me also. So I'm sure that there'll be some anxieties, but I feel confident that with those anxieties, I'll know how to navigate, because anxiety is a good thing. It tells you that, well, I blame my folks for this because they taught me how to care. They taught me to want to take care of other people other than just myself. So, you know, I can see that there's a lot of different challenges and concerns that I'll have, but I do feel confident that I can navigate those. I will always be approachable. For those that know my dad, Skip, they'll quickly realize that that apple didn't fall far from the tree. So a lot of his personality and my mom's personality, I'll be able to demonstrate. So I'm excited. I think this is a great opportunity, not only for me, but a chance for me to give back to the community, because I do feel they were one of the reasons why I was successful in corporate America. And then finally, I had in making the decision to move back to Buffalo, I happened to run into Travis Lawrence, who had done something similar as I did out in corporate America and decided to come back to Buffalo. And I remember asking him, did you think you made a right decision? He goes, best decision I made. And he's correct. It is the best decision I have made to move back here to Buffalo. So I'd like to be able to help demonstrate that.
Very good. That is Bob Hancock. He is one of the candidates for Johnson County Commissioner. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
You bet. What an honor.